I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in Paul Emig, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst. He is now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bill. Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm good. The Michael Silver article came out. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, in which he kind of lays out the relationship and the philosophy and the wants for both Aaron Rodgers and his head coach, Matt LaFleur. And I had said last week, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, the Twitter world went crazy. And then I kind of backed it up and said, let's see how things play out. And that's kind of where we're at. Matt LaFleur, he says, look, this offense, it's not that he doesn't want Aaron Rodgers doing things at the line of scrimmage. It just doesn't, with all the movement and the personnel packages, doesn't really allow for that. So how do you make that work? Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers is going, I'm smart enough, I can make it work. So I think we're going to find out whether or not it does until it doesn't. And then when it doesn't, then we'll find out what actually happens. Is that the sense you get out of reading that article?
I get a lot of senses. Bill, there's so much to unpack here. I will tell you this. Reading it stressed me out. Like, if I'm playing the role of, like, Packers fan who wants the Packers to win a Super Bowl, I don't know how you can read that and not be stressed out. Because here's what I think. Matt LaFleur's system, okay, and Aaron Rodgers' philosophy are polar opposites, aren't they? Read that article and tell me that you don't get the impression that, and it doesn't mean it can't work. Let me be very clear up front. This is not to say it's not going to work. It's not even to say I'm pessimistic about the outlook of the Packers season or about the offense or any of that. On paper, when it's laid out quote after quote by Michael Silver, as you go back and forth and you read it, you have an offensive system that does not fit Aaron Rodgers' philosophy on offense. Let me pause there, Bill. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you agree? Do you disagree? I want to at least take that step by step.
No, I agree with you. I think philosophically speaking, there's something that Matt LaFleur has and he believes in and he thinks it works. It's not that he wants Aaron Rodgers to be a robot. It's just that there is very limited opportunity to do certain things with the amount of movement and such that they have to get everybody on that same page. On the other hand, Aaron Rodgers is saying, look, if I see this, I want the ability to make an adjustment or to make a move or to maybe even call something different. But because the play and the design of which it has doesn't really fortify Aaron Rodgers that opportunity. Does that make sense?
That's exactly right. And so it's one of those situations where you have two people, both of whom are obviously supremely qualified for the position that they have. Starting quarterback of the Packers, head coach of the Packers.
Hey, Paul, let me give it to you this way.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers looks at the weather and says, today's going to be kind of a cloudy, rainy day. I'm going to take my SUV to work. Turns out to be sunny and nice, where you'd love to have the top down, and he should have taken the sports car. But he's already in the SUV. He doesn't have the ability to then mat it down and put the top down. He's got to work with what he's taken to work. You know what I mean?
Right, and it's almost like, to take that analogy further, not that somebody that has Aaron Rodgers' money is driving the same car for 11 years, but Aaron Rodgers has been driving the same car to work for 11 years. So what I mean by that, to use your analogy, is Mike McCarthy's offense. And many times he's quoted in that article and saying, you know, I've been doing the same thing for so long. I need to adjust. There's a learning curve. There's a learning a new language. There's all of these different aspects to it. And, you know, what I got the sense of, and not to go full like Tony Danza on this, but it left me wondering, like, who's the boss? You know, and that was where I was like, why is the head coach? Now, again, I'm going to take a step back. I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. There are people who know Aaron who are not Rodgers guys. There are people who know Aaron that are and aren't. Let me put it down. I've always been a Rodgers guy. I love his approach. Yes, I'm a Rodgers guy. Having said that, I don't think the head coach of the Packers should be having to defer to the quarterback, no matter how great and how smart and how mindful that quarterback is. First ballot Hall of Famer or not, what I would like to see happen, Bill, is I would like Rodgers to, like, for the first, I don't know, quarter of the season, five, six games maybe, to just do what he's told and see how it works. If you asked me, like, if I was playing the role of Mark Murphy, and here's another one of those situations, Bill, where I wonder what Mark Murphy thinks reading this article.
Right.
Does he think, like, oh, you know, I can't even say the word I want to say. Oh, expletive, right? Like, oh, crap. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Like, this is it, you almost have to already, like, listen, they're both being separately interviewed by Michael Silver, Rodgers separately, LaFleur twice, and as Michael Silver noted, he went back and talked to LaFleur a second time, presumably after having interviewed Rodgers. Do you already have to intervene if you're Mark Murphy? And again, this isn't to say, like, this is some destructive environment. I'm not saying that. But you have two differing philosophies, and it's almost like you already have a back-and-forth tug-of-war of who is right. And what I keep noticing is that, like, LaFleur will say, yep, the system doesn't allow for it. There's not going to be much time left. If you look at all the pre-snap and all the motion that's going on, there's not even going to be 10 seconds left on the play clock. How do you expect any quarterback to change the line of scrimmage? And at the same time, he kind of caveats it with, yeah, but, you know, I mean, Rodgers is really good at that, and, you know, we'll try to make it work. I hate that answer. Do you not? I mean, like, it just drove me nuts reading that LaFleur is kind of feeling like he has to appease the situation. What I would like is, as crazy as this is, because I'm almost saying, like, hey, Mark Murphy, step in and play, you know, play director here, and you have, you know, you have, like, the leading producer of the movie and the actor and the leading actor in the movie going back and forth and saying, now, I really think the movie would be better if it was like this. No, I really think we should take the movie in this direction. I think we can make it work. Like, and I'm the, like, and I'm the guy, like, overseeing the finances for it, like, playing the role of Mark Murphy in this movie analogy. It's like, I might have to bring my two power players together and say, you know, this, damn it, this is what it's going to be. Like, you know, you guys have to, like, make this work. And you know, and I thought was interesting, too, before I take a pause, is that LaFleur even said, he said, in Atlanta with Matt Ryan, it took a year for us to figure things out. So highlight that quote, save that quote for when we're doing our season end analysis, that it's almost like, wait a second, are we accepting the fact that 35-year-old, and he's going to turn 36 in December, Aaron Rodgers, that this is a learning season on offense? What the hell is that about? And so much to unpack. I'll stop there. What do you think?
It's a very good point, the fact that when you say Mark Murphy reading this may go through the same distress that you did, I'm sure if I'm Mark Murphy, I'm probably talking to Gutekunst, and I may even be talking to Matt LaFleur going, how's it going? You know, give me a sense. Is it good? Is it bad? Is this just Aaron being just Aaron, very casual and very honest, saying, hey, I don't want to throw away my experience, and I want to do this? Or is this something where he's saying, hey, man, you know, come on, guys. You know, Aaron's already out in public going in a different direction. You know what I mean? So I think if I'm Mark Murphy and I'm doing these weekly meetings or whatever it is that they need to do, I'm sure I'm sitting down going, guys, let's real quick talk about this just to make sure we're all on the same page here, you know, because we don't want anything to be, you know, become a schism. And what really sticks in my head is the supposed that didn't take place phone call where Mark Murphy said, Aaron, don't be the problem.
Yeah.
That to me is like ringing really loud in my head, and I keep telling myself, get past that. Just let's wait and see. Let's see what happens. Let's see if, you know, because if Aaron goes out and makes a play, because there is a portion in that article that says, you know, Aaron improvised, hits Jimmy Graham in the back of the end zone, the play worked, and Matt LaFleur kind of jokes and says, there you go, that's a veteran being a veteran. He took something that wasn't written up and ended up making it work when the play itself broke down. Okay, great. That doesn't question, though, the ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage or to make something different happen. So I'm kind of waiting to see if there's, I don't want to say going rogue, but if there's just one thought versus another thought, and the clash tends to become the guy that's operating the offense as opposed to the guy that's kind of running the offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I look at it a couple of ways. It's like if you were to tell me that if I was to force someone to answer the question, does this article paint a positive picture, a negative picture, or a neutral picture? And Michael Silver, it was very well reported, and like this wasn't like an opinion piece. This was just back and forth reporting. He said, back and forth. I believe this paints, like, if I'm a Bears fan, okay, I'm a Bears front office member, whatever the case might be, I read it and I say, like, ha ha ha, power struggle in Green Bay again. Here we go again. Like, I think it paints a negative. It doesn't mean it can't be worked out. It doesn't mean it can't be solved. But it's not the way I would want, you know, the new head coach and his early relationship with the star quarterback represented publicly. They both spoke very candidly in the interviews. It's great information to talk about. I think it gave us a really insightful peek behind the curtain that most oftentimes is not given by head coaches and quarterbacks and players in general, no matter how honest they are in a media session. So this is a great peek behind that curtain. I just can't get beyond, I think, the feeling that, you know, is Rodgers willing to just, you know, because it almost sounds like if you defer to LaFleur and his system, A plus B equals C, he becomes a system quarterback. I think Aaron Rodgers doesn't look at himself as a quarterback who needs to fit into a system. A system needs to fit to him. I don't, you know, that's where it's like, you know, you have two very different puzzle pieces here that you're going to try to mold into a successful, you know, thing. It's just going to take a lot of handholding. And I, you know, that's where, you know, will this take a year? Will this take, I don't want to say a lost season, but a non-championship season, just to kind of feel things out? And if that's true, I hate that. You know, like, I don't think that should be, like, an accepted answer. So that it's kind of where I land, Bill. And, again, I'll say that one of the things that tells me, like, these are just two disparate pieces trying to fit together, and that is the fact that, you know, we talked about how Rodgers wants to call it the line of scrimmage. LaFleur wants to do pre-snap motion, just call the play as it's called. Another thing that makes them different is Rodgers says, you know, in the article, and it's obviously true, we all know this, is, hey, I'm really good at improvising plays, you know, making plays longer and stretching them out to 5, 6, 7 seconds. And LaFleur says, I want him to get rid of the ball faster. We need to get rid of the ball faster. And it's like, again, can they make it work? Maybe, probably. But you have two people who just view offense differently trying to come together and create magic. Can they? We have to wait and see. But ideology speaking, like if you want to strict speakly from an ideological offensive football perspective, they are coming at it from two incredibly different angles. And boy, oh boy, it just doesn't like give me worlds of confidence that this is going to be something that it was different, Bill. Is different bad? No, but different is still different. And I'm just fascinated to see how they can make it work and you know, where this sort of back and forth tug of war nets itself out.
Paul, always good. We're late, but I appreciate it. It's very interesting. We're going to kind of follow up later in the week, okay?
Yeah, sounds good, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Paul Lemmick joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.